Ever found yourself on the tee, maybe facing a tricky dogleg or a blind green, and just wishing you knew exactly what was ahead? It's more than just how hard you hit the ball, right? It's about knowing where to hit it.
Absolutely. And that's where golf GPS devices come in. Today, we're diving into these tools, but it's more than just gadgets. We're talking about how they genuinely change your game with precision.
Yeah, and for this deep dive, we've got some great insights from the Golf Day Buddy app, specifically their guide, How to Choose a Golf GPS Device, South Africa's guide. So our mission today, really unpack the benefits and, crucially, how this tech gets localized for your game. So let's get down to it. What is a golf GPS device, fundamentally? And why is it such a big deal, beyond just giving you a number?
Okay, so think of it like your personal super smart caddy. It's a small device, maybe handheld, maybe on your wrist, that uses satellites, the global positioning system, to give you incredibly accurate distances.
Accurate to what, though? Just the pin.
To the pin, yes, but also to hazards like bunkers, water, maybe the front and back of the green, layup points. It's about giving you precise data. The real game changer isn't just knowing a distance, it's knowing the exact distance you need.
Right.
That lets you make much smarter choices about which club to hit, your overall strategy for the hole. Key features usually include those high precision measurements we mentioned, detailed course maps right there on screen, sometimes shot tracking, even score tracking. It all feeds into, well, smarter golf.
Smarter golf. I like the sound of that. I used to think, maybe like a lot of people, that these were just, glorified range finders. But if it really leads to smarter play, what are the tangible benefits? Why should you actually consider getting one?
Oh, the benefits are pretty significant. First off, that enhanced accuracy we talked about.
Yeah.
It just cuts out so much guesswork. You know, those shots where you think you hit it right but come up short or long? This
Yeah.
helps minimize that.
Okay, so better distance control. Makes sense.
Exactly. Then there's improved navigation. Having detailed course maps means you're never really playing blind. You see what's around that corner over that rise.
Yeah.
Plus, the real-time shot tracking some offer. That's like having data on your own game, showing you where you tend to miss, how far you actually hit each club.
Ah, it's like a personal performance analysis.
Precisely. And score tracking is just convenient. Put it all together, better accuracy, better navigation, better self-knowledge. It leads to much better club selection. And that builds confidence. You know, you're standing over the ball knowing you have the right club.
Confidence is huge in golf.
It really is. And, you know, maybe surprisingly, these devices can actually save time. Quicker decisions, less pacing off yardages. It speeds up play, which is good for everyone. And less time stressing can definitely help lower scores.
Those benefits sound great for any golfer anywhere. But you mentioned localization earlier. This is where it gets particularly relevant, especially thinking about that Golf Day Buddy app guide focused on South Africa. How do these devices adapt to specific places?
Yeah, this is super important. While the core tech is universal, localization is key for getting the most out of it. Take South Africa as a perfect example. You've got an incredible variety of courses, right?
Definitely. Coastal links, parkland, mountain courses.
Exactly. And course layouts can change. Maybe a green gets reshaped, new bunker added. So regular course updates for your device. They're not just nice, they're pretty critical in a place like SA. Using outdated data is like, well, playing with the wrong map.
You could be aiming for trouble that isn't there or missing a new feature.
Right. Good devices really adapt. Think about the Garmin Approach S62. It comes preloaded with like 41,000 courses worldwide. That means for specific South African courses, say Fancourt or the Gary Player Country Club, it understands the local challenges.
Like tricky dog legs or elevation changes.
Precisely. Knowing the actual carry needed over a ravine at Gary Player or the true distance to a green that's significantly uphill or downhill, that local knowledge built into the device saves strokes. It accounts for things that just looking through a rangefinder might not tell you.
And are there specific brands tailored for these conditions?
Yeah, you do see some brands like GLFS-Sion or Leupold offering models that consider things particularly relevant in SA, maybe fluctuating weather, how altitude affects ball flight, and devices popular there like that Garmin S62 or maybe the Bushnell Phantom 2. They're readily available at local retailers like Tankalot or Sportsman's Warehouse. So accessibility is good too.
Okay, so wrapping this up then, it sounds like a golf GPS isn't just a cool piece of tech. It's really a strategic tool, offering clear benefits like accuracy and better planning. But the real edge comes from that localized data adapting to the specific course you're playing.
That's it, exactly. Understanding how these devices mesh precise satellite data with the specific layout and challenges of your local course that can genuinely transform how you approach the game. It gives you clarity, confidence. It helps you manage the course, not just react to it.
So here's something to think about next time you're heading out. How could using a GPS device, one that truly understands the course you're on, change your strategy? How might it help you manage the round differently and maybe unlock a new level in your own game?